New York City, 2041.
They're watching you.
At the sound of the words, Sean Jaffe jerked his head up from his breakfast to find a man standing across the restaurant table from him. The stranger's bedraggled appearance clashed with the hardwood floors and impressionist decor of the Café Del Mar, and sweat gleamed on his face beneath the subdued lights of the restaurant's chandeliers. His hair was plastered to his forehead in disheveled tangles, and his eyes were rimmed with red and framed by dark circles. He looked like a man at the gallows with a noose around his neck, waiting for the floor to drop away beneath his feet. The man leaned forward and placed his palms on the digital tabletop, where a haphazard scattering of apps displayed the latest headlines, Wall Street projections, the videos of pundits debating current events. Sean leaned back in counterbalance. He looked down at the man's splayed fingers, black crescents of dirt beneath the nails.
"They're watching you," he said again, louder this time, the words hissing between clenched teeth.
The conversations at nearby tables stuttered, and contemptuous looks flitted in their direction. The man glanced over his shoulder, then back at Sean. When next he spoke, his voice was little more than a whisper.
"Nothing you know is real."
Sean didn't know if he should ignore him and hope he'd wander off or call for a manager, a waiter, anyone to intercede. He glanced down at his breakfast, a plate of toast and eggs that leaked yolk in an obscene yellow smear.
"Please."
Sean looked up at him, at his rumpled and stained white button-down shirt, at the shadow of stubble that darkened his jaw, at the inextricable nature of the situation.
"I'm sorry," Sean said, not knowing what else he could say. "Your name isn't Sean Jaffe. You aren't from Ohio, and you're not an investment broker. Come with me, and I'll explain everything."
Sean straightened in his seat, eyes wide and mouth agape.
"What? How did you..."
The man glanced over his shoulder again and gasped, as if punched in the gut.
"Oh God, no. It's them. They're here."
He turned and stumbled away, careening off a table opposite Sean's, and the flatware skidded across its surface in an angry clatter. A pair of suits seated at the table glared at him. One of them wrenched a red napkin from his lap and threw it on the table. The stranger paid them no mind as he regained his footing and fled across the restaurant. Sean scanned the room. Another man, impeccably dressed in a dark suit and tie, hair slicked back, stood just inside the entrance to the restaurant. He held the door open with an outstretched hand and watched the flight of the stranger who'd given Sean his bizarre warning. Dark suit's gaze flickered sideways toward Sean for the briefest of moments. Then he turned and left, and the door closed behind him. The stranger didn't look back. He wove through the tables in a blind panic until he reached the rear of the restaurant, threw himself through a pair of swinging doors, and disappeared. Trepidation knotted itself in a tight ball in Sean's gut. Around him, the restaurant buzzed with nervous energy. A woman's voice rose above the others.
"What the hell was that about?" she asked,
and someone else called out, "Whatever he ordered, I don't want it," inspiring a round of nervous laughter.